Welcome to Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrove. And, of course, we had Jimmy Buffett's One Particular Harbor bringing us into today's program. This is the radio show teaching you how you can create a great business that allows you to make more money and go home earlier to spend more time with your family. On today's program, my guest is going to be Glenn Crosston. And Glenn's the author of several books about creating a green business. And it's a really interesting concept. So even if you're not in a green business, or you already have a business, or you're working at a company, this entire green market and green thing is certainly a big growing niche, even if you don't believe in global warming. So it's a great program to pay attention to. Also, we have Q&A. We have your questions, and we're going to be answering them right here on today's program. Also, your profitable business truth today is going to be the secret of where money is in business. So many people get caught up looking for money in all the wrong places, and I'm going to tell you on today's program where you can find it. And we have your Business Nation secret. Very often, business owners look at business school, they look at business texts to try to find out and discover what it takes to succeed in business. But the fact is, this information isn't there. And that's why we call it a Business Nation secret. And we're going to tell you how you can find more profit and more wealth in your business simply by the way you build your company today on Business Nation Radio. Now, I have been traveling all around and meeting with business owners. I got to tell you, every single one I've spoken to is down. They certainly are making less profit than before. They have less staff than they've had before, and they have fewer customers. Customers are cutting back. People are spending less. You probably are spending less. Are you spending more money in 2009 than you were in 2008? Probably not. Probably you're spending less money in 2009. And so the ripple effect across everybody is that business is down everywhere. And business owners are feeling. They tell me, hey, Robert, what can we do to succeed? What is it? What is the secret? What is it that business owners are doing that are helping them succeed and thrive even in a tough economy? Well, let me tell you, too many times business owners run to what they know in tough times, and they try to compete for market share, worried that they're going to lose another customer to maybe a competitor. And so they're going to make sure that they're not going to lose that customer, so they lower their price. And that is completely the wrong reaction. Instead, make a list of ways that you can help other people get what they want, either to learn things that they want to learn, to experience things that they've never experienced before, or to get things that they've never had. And this is tough. There for a long time in our economy, maybe they've been the last 20 years, we haven't had to worry about our customers. Business has been good. Business has been growing. Our customers have been flocking in, and it's really all we could do to keep up with the work that we've had. But now it's time to really become creative. How can we create a new business? How can we create new income for our clients? How can we create a new opportunity for growth in a place that we never have before? I can tell you, it's never been more important to do it, and it's never been, it's always been inconvenient before. We never had to. We had all the business and customers we've needed. So what I've been trying to do in my business and for the clients that I'm working with is to find new revenue opportunities. What are the different ways that you could help your current customers? Are there other customers that you haven't talked to before that you can help in ways that they didn't even think of? And start creating a list. I have been on a mission of helping myself in a business venture. And I've got a business that I'm probably going to close this year, and been looking at creating a new opportunity for myself. And in fact, You know, I'm creating new businesses all the time. I've got about at least 8 companies that I'm running. And, you know, out of those 8, there's one in particular that, you know, it's kind of run its course and it's time to close it and move on. And I've been figuring out, well, what am I going to do instead? And it was really about 4 weeks ago that I put down on my list, you know, I need to think of a new business. I need to come up with a new opportunity. And I would read an article, and I read an article about somebody who markets through churches. I go, you know, that's interesting. That's an interesting business model to market through somebody else. Let me write that little note down. And then when I was meeting with a client, he told me, Robert, you know, my biggest aggravation is, and he told me what his biggest aggravation was. And it's for the next hour, I really thought, you know, what are some ways that I could help solve his biggest aggravation? And it occurred to me, and I was able to create a business model out of it. Now, that is where innovation is, and that's where innovation is going to be for you. Those little things, little breakthroughs that come from thinking and looking at problems and coming up with solutions. That is where the breakthroughs are. They're going to help you thrive, even in a tough economy. Now, my guest today is Glenn Crosten, and he's going to be coming up in 2 minutes. We're going to talk about green business right after this.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneras about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Glenn Crosten is a scientist, green entrepreneur, and today a guest on Business Nation Radio. Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks Good. For having me. Now, we're talking today about how to create a green business and how a business owner who's out there who maybe has a business or somebody who wants to get in started can get started green. Now, Glenn, what exactly is a green business?
Wow, that's a great question. And depending on who you talk to, you can get all kinds of different answers about
sure.
that. You know, for me, it's about businesses that are still doing business, they're still a business, they're just doing business in a way which is more environmentally compatible and sustainable than their competitors are.
Okay. And so what does that mean? Does that mean that I start selling solar panels, or does that mean I got to replace all the light bulbs with those funny-looking ones that take a long time to light up?
Well, you know, things that you do around your facility are often part of the package of greening your business. But that's not the whole story. You know, part of it is your operations, and part of it is the broader impact of what your business does on your community and on the natural world, you know, beyond just the scope of what you do in your factory or in your store.
See, when I thought, okay, well, starting a green business, that meant that, to me, it meant that that was going to be some way that I was going to really be able to capture this market of people who are very, very curious and interested in green products, and they want a more expensive way to do to solve an old problem that had long since been solved with other more higher quality but yet less green type of solutions. Is green coming up with more expensive solutions to old problems, or is it just kind of changing what you had already been doing in business?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who think that, you know, green solutions are often really expensive or don't work very well. And, you know, it's in the early days of the green business world, you know, when people talked about eco-clothing, it was usually kind of a very uncomfortable sort of burlap outfit, you know, didn't look good. It was like a potato sack or, you know, your light bulb people don't know, oh, those compact fluorescent bulbs, those don't work very well, you know, so...
It takes a long time for them to warm up. The old ones, man, you flick the switch and it was on. These, it takes a little while for them to light up.
Yeah, but, you know, things are getting a lot better. And you know, it's not just compact fluorescent bulbs. There's LEDs that are on the way, and, you know. So there's a variety of options in terms of the kinds of solutions that green businesses are providing. And oftentimes, you know, there are some things which cost a little more. There's actually some green solutions which end up costing less than their conventional counterparts.
Now, Glenn Crosten is the founder of Startup Green. You can check out his website at www.startingupgreen.com. It's an online community for green entrepreneurs. He's author of the book, 75 Green Businesses You Can Start and Make Money and Make a Difference. Now, Glenn, over the last 10 years, global temperatures have dropped. You know, if this global warming turns out to be a hoax, then another 5 or 10 years, are these businesses are going to be gone? You know, are you only marketing to people who believe in global warming?
You know, absolutely. You know, that's not the case at all. That you know, it really, no matter what you think about climate change, a lot of green stuff makes sense anyway. You know, it's a lot of it's just about wasting less. And you know, you may believe climate change is all a fiction, but nonetheless, I think all of us like saving money.
Yeah, certainly. You know? And, it's my favorite
and so,
thing.
You know, it's amazing how much money we waste on things like energy, which are very easily saved, and that's money that for a business, you know, especially for a small business, that goes right to the bottom line. People like DuPont or Walmart, you know, they're saving billions of dollars by getting more efficient with how they do business. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, no matter what you think about climate change, you know, these are still kind of really smart, savvy things for businesses to do.
Okay. Now, so in going green, do you mean creating a new business, or is it really only about making changes in businesses that you already have?
Well, it can be both. You know, sometimes it's about people starting a whole new business, and, you know, they can have either a new product, kind of the greener version of an existing business. And a lot of times it's just about taking whatever business you're already engaged in and just changing how you do things to have less of an environmental impact.
Well, what are some, I mean, I know you wrote the book, The 75 Green Businesses You Can Start to Make Money and Make a Difference. What are some businesses that somebody who, you know, maybe, you know, is looking to create a new business, what are some businesses that they could start to really take advantage of this green movement?
You know, I think one area that's really hot is energy efficiency. And, you know, businesses that are going out and helping others to waste less energy. And one reason I think that's true is, you know, the way the economy is, that people really want to save money, and this is a great way to do it. That hasn't really gotten a lot of attention up until now.
Really? Now, I can really understand, because one of the things that I like to do is show businesses how they can get more customers. And when they have more money, then they don't mind paying me some of it. And so this seems to be one of a very similar thing, where if you're able to show them how they can save money by using less energy, they're able to have more money and they don't mind paying you. So it sounds like a really neat business. But don't the conversions cost a lot? I mean, those funny light bulbs could cost $5 each when you get the others are like $5 for a package of 8.
Yeah, you know, I think there are So there are some things. There's kind of a range of options that, mm-hmm. in terms of kinds of steps you can take, and some of them cost a little bit of money and pay for themselves quite quickly, and then working your way all the way on up to putting solar panels on the roof and other kind of larger investments.
Okay.
So some things cost a little bit, some things cost a fair amount, some things don't cost you anything. Just items like changing the thermostat, changing the setting on a thermostat a little bit, turning out the lights in the room when you're not around. So some things are almost basically free. Some things cost a little bit and pay for themselves over a period of maybe a few months, 6 months.
Okay.
When you think about it, some of these items do require an investment. When you have an investment though that pays for itself within a year, that's like making an investment in the stock market, which has 100% return, annual return. So that's a pretty good investment if you look at it that way.
And that's a good point, because the return doesn't stop coming. It comes every year.
And it comes every year, exactly. So, every year you wait is another year costing that money. So sometimes people say, I don't know if I can afford that. And I think, maybe we need to turn that around a little bit and say, maybe the question isn't whether you can afford to go green or not. The question really should be whether you can afford not to.
My challenge, though, Glenn, it always seems like there's no end, because you could turn down the thermostat, you could change light bulbs. But there's really, you could also do solar panels, so you could take yourself off the grid. And it seems like there's no limit to how much you could invest in order to go green. How does somebody know when enough is enough and they've gone from being an old wasteful company to being a green company?
Well, I think that it's kind of up to them, especially now today, there isn't like an absolute criteria where, somebody from outside in the business world telling them what to do. They're doing it for themselves, and depending on what their goals are, what they want to achieve with the project, that's kind of what drives how they go with things. For some businesses, their goal is that we really want to target ourselves towards that part of the consumer market that is really worried about the environment.
Okay.
So they're going all out, right? And they're trying to pull out all the stops and be zero waste and no carbon impact, carbon neutral, and being made from all renewable resources, using renewable energy. So they're going all out. For somebody else, the goal might just be, I just want to save money, and I'm going to start with a little projects and then keep on going from there. So it kind of really depends on you and your business and what you want to achieve.
That's neat. Now, my guest today here on Business Nation Radio, his name is Glenn Crosston, and he's the author of the brand new book called Starting Green. If you'd like more information about Glenn and his book, check out his website at www.startingupgreen.com. Go ahead and get a pen and a piece of paper, and I'll give you that website address in just a minute. Or if you find yourself in the next day or so at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or Borders, go ahead and check out the book Starting Green. It's by Glenn Crosston. And you really want to look at it. And if Starting Green isn't on the shelves, ask them to order it. In the meantime, the book that he authored, 75 Green Businesses You Can Start to Make Money and Make a Difference, it will certainly be on the shelf. Now, Glenn, you had mentioned that a really great business to start is helping businesses find efficiencies. If somebody's there and they think that this is a great idea, they want to get out in business, maybe they've just been laid off and they need a new opportunity, how can somebody create a business showing other businesses how to conserve, save, and by embracing this green technology?
Well, there's a couple of ways to go. And one is that you can actually buy into a franchise with somebody called Pro Energy Consultants.
Okay.
So it's a prepackaged business. It's a franchise. They've got everything set. They've got it all ready to go. They'll provide the training, the gear, and the know-how, and they'll help to get you started really rapidly. So, that's one way to go with a franchise. Or if someone wants to, they can go out, get the training. There's a lot of training courses available now online or at your local community college oftentimes. So go out, get the training, which is offered in terms of construction, green building, energy efficiency, and then create something themselves. So that's one way to go. There's some kind of pretty neat, opportunities in terms of direct sales with groups called Green Irene or Zola Goods, for example, where they are like kind of like the Avon or Tupperware of green. They'll go into people's homes, They'll do a quick inspection. They'll look around, and they'll make some easy suggestions for steps people can take to start saving money that way.
Wow, that sounds like it's quite a variety and a good way to make some money pretty quickly. And in your book, you have a chapter I was really curious about, the role of government carrots and sticks.
Yeah.
Now, I think government carrots means there's ways to get some good government money, maybe through the stimulus program. What do you mean by that? And what do you talk about in that chapter of your book?
Well, there are. You know, I think especially as of the last year or so, that there have been a lot of incentives put in place for businesses and homeowners to move in a greener direction.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, for solar businesses, for solar panels, that there was in the past there was a cap on the residential tax credit. It was capped at $2,000 for solar panels, and that cap was removed in October of last year. So now you can get a 30% tax credit. So that's mm-hmm. that's a much more substantial credit than it used to be. For businesses now, there's things like loan guarantees, tax grants. Actually, even instead of credits, you can convert some of those to grants. Research grants, research funding, which is being made available to businesses doing R&D in these fields. So, in the stimulus package last year, amongst the various things which were funded, is actually also one of the biggest green energy funding bills which has ever been known, $80 billion worth, which was being directed towards green businesses and things like transportation, energy efficiency, and renewable energy.
So there's really a lot of ways that you can be making money both from your customers and by helping your customers get in on the government handouts that are available.
Absolutely. You know what? I mean, and I don't really think of these as handouts. I mean, you know, these are the government's way of trying to drive us to be more efficient, trying to reduce that initial cost barrier, which sometimes holds people back. Because a lot of people look at this and they say, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, everybody loves the planet, but, geez, I don't want to spend, you know, X dollars on this stuff right now. You know, like, I already get energy, so what do I need to do that for?
Well, Glenn, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Prius.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen those little cars. Aren't they small? How do you fit in there?
You know what? That's what I thought. And, you know, once you get into it, it's actually surprisingly roomy. You know, I can haul a lot of stuff in there. It's got a hatchback. It's pretty spacious. You'd be surprised. You should try it.
All right. Well, maybe they'll take my Hummer and I can trade it in on a Prius. How about that?
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, my guest is Glenn Crosten, and here on Business Nation Radio. I encourage you to go check out his website right away. Write this down. It's at startingupgreen.com. That's StartingUpGreen. Coming up on Business Profits Radio, we have your Business Nation secrets. These are the things that they don't talk about in business school that unlock the real wealth and growth in your business. And then coming up after that, we have listener questions. Hey, Glenn, do you mind hanging out till that segment and answering some questions from my listeners? You can help me because I don't know that I can be trusted on my own.
You bet.
All right. Well, Glenn Crosten will be coming back with me in 8 minutes answering your questions, and I'll be right back in 2 minutes to give you your Business Nation secret, all of that and more coming up right after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them, and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GURUQUICK.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. On Insider Business Secrets, I give you the essential business insight that they don't teach you in business school. In fact, these are insights about how to succeed and thrive that they don't teach you anywhere other than here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrope. Too often, business owners focus on accounting or tax compliance or doing their business activities better. For instance, maybe attorneys focus on the law, or plumbers focus on how to be a better plumber contractor and always looking at the different tools and things that are involved and different equipment. Well, Business Nation Secrets are about big things in business that can transform you from frustration to wealth. And I want to tell you, just a couple of years ago, I studied marketing, and I learned everything there was about how to generate new customers, how to build the value in what I was selling, and learn new ways that I could raise my prices. And I was actually able to triple my prices. Can you imagine what would happen in your business if you went across the board and within about 6 months, you tripled all the prices your customers pay? And, you know, to be honest, I did increase the cost of goods sold a little bit, but nowhere near what I did to price. So by changing the value a little bit, by giving a few little benefits, I was able to triple my prices, and it completely transformed my business. However, what I discovered after I'd made that change was that I was still dependent on a business that relied on my day-to-day manual labor. And what that meant was I was in a consulting business. And so a company would come to me and ask me to do some services. And so I would go and perform those services. And I was able to make a great margin. I was able to charge a lot more than anybody else was in my industry, 5 to 10 times more than my competitors were charging. However, If something happened to me, I stopped getting that money. And what was worse is that there was no way for me to take the next step without increasing the number of hours I worked or trying to increase my prices again. I was locked on this, you know, dollars for hours thing. And what I figured out is that smart business owners don't sell themselves by the hour. Instead, they sell things that don't rely on their personal work and personal labor. They figure out how to create a business that can thrive without their day-to-day work and support. Now, I know what you're thinking, that it just isn't going to get done as well as when you don't do it yourself. Or, that's impossible. My customers need me. I got to tell you, this is your secret. That, you know, this is an insider business secret that you'll only hear on Business Nation Radio, is smart business owners figure out how to work once and get paid many times. You know, it's easy to look at a business and go, well, that's just not how it's done here. You could be a lawyer. Think of a lawyer. You know, you can't make money if you don't go to trial. Well, you need to rethink what you think about business. What is ingrained in your mind about how your business works that's keeping you in this dollars for hours mentality? Because what's keeping you in the dollars for hours mentality is holding you back. It's because if you feel that you cannot make money unless you are actively performing work or delivering products to your customer, then you will never become wealthy in your business. What you have done is you've created a high-paid job. And that's the secret, is so many business owners create high-paid jobs instead of creating businesses that allow you to make more money and go home earlier to spend more time with your family. So, is there a way to take what you do in the courtroom and package it so that you don't have to be in the courtroom, but instead people can buy those services as a package? Or are there ways that you can become good at generating new clients that want those types of services, but that you then give to other clients? Are there ways that you can, you know, instead of just getting paid for that one time trip to the courtroom, can, you know, or the service that you provide, is there ways to get ongoing payment? Is there a way to set up a sale? You know, we do this all the time where, you know, we generate a new customer and they come in and maybe they buy a product, and we will, during that transaction, sign them up on a monthly product purchase. So it's kind of like, you know, if you were a candle store, you would sign them up. You know, they'd come in, they buy candles, and they automatically become a customer of your Candle of the Month program. And so every month you ship them another candle. And so that one sale, that one time that you had to interact with that customer, now creates a series of sales where you're making ongoing sales to that same customer, and you don't have to go find a new customer next month because you have a percentage of your customers that came in last month that have automatically authorized you to sell them ongoing products. These are the secrets that unlock real wealth in your business. Check it out. I know it sounds impossible, but now look around the businesses that you see. Who is creating products that allow them to work once and sell it many times, and who is not? And you'll find that the ones who've done this are the wealthy ones. And now we're going to take some questions. Glenn Crosston and I are going to take your questions and give you answers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up in 2 minutes after this.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneras about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
You have questions and I have answers. This is Robert Scrobe with Business Nation Radio. And I actually have my guest today, Glenn Crosston. He is author of the book Starting Green, and he's going to help me answer listener questions today. Glad you were able to hang out with us today, Glenn.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I've got quite a few questions, and it just so happens that you are the right person because all of these questions relate to green business. I kind of knew you were coming on, so I pulled all the questions together that would be too difficult for me, but should be very easy for you to answer.
All right. right. Well, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Our first question comes from Alfred Brown in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He writes, I've seen some green franchises and business opportunities. Are any of them worth trying, or are they just out for my money?
Well, you know, I think, there are a lot of legitimate opportunities out there that, I think in an ideal win-win situation that these are people who, they're trying to make a profit. They're a bit running a business too, but, a good franchise operation wants you to succeed because you all win together. And there's some great ones. For example, in the book, I talk about a franchise opportunity with a company called Clean Air Lawn Care, which is for organic lawn care. There's a franchise for organic pizza now called Pizza Fusion.
Doing
great business, expanding rapidly. And like I mentioned, the Pro Energy Consultants franchise opportunity. So there's a lot of really great franchise opportunities that are green and which are, these are the real deal. These aren't just, people who are in it to make a quick buck. These are real great opportunities.
So they might be people who are in it to make a quick buck, but they're also good opportunities for Alfred.
I think nothing wrong with making money, I think there's nothing wrong with that. These are real, substantial opportunities.
Now, come on, Glenn, this green lawn care, isn't lawn care already green? Because all the grass is green and the bushes are green. How can you green the lawn care business?
Well, that's an interesting thing. We don't always think about it, but, a regular old lawnmower emits an incredible amount of pollution and noise. So what they do is they go out with electric mowers, solar powered, so it's totally clean. And they use they change the way they take care of the lawn, so it uses less water. And out where I live, that's a big deal. Water is a huge deal out here in Southern California.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that could be done even in your own lawn and still making providing a cost competitive service.
Now, are you going to put a mower deck on your Prius so that you can really conserve energy while you mow your grass? No, huh?
No,
all right.
Well, I'm not quite ready for that one yet.
I think the all the batteries probably make the Prius a little heavy. It would slog and make ruts in the grass.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm ready for that one yet.
All right.
Well, what the wife says.
Well, we better move on. So we have a question from Spencer Stewart from Rancho Santa Fe, California. And this question writes, how do I know I've gone far enough to become a green business? It seems like there's no end to what I should do. And this is a little similar to the question I asked. How do you know? I mean, because if you don't do enough, people are going to say you're greenwashing. But if you go too far, you're going to go broke.
Wow. Well, I think that there's, I think there are varying levels, different ways of different extents to which you can try to attack the problem. And I think for today, the decision is up to each individual. I think, there is one level where you can go out and say you want to get certified as a green business.
Mm.
And in other words, that there is some external third party who will come in and they'll say, oh, yes, we see that you've done all the steps 1 through 100, which we have listed, and therefore we'll certify that you're a green business and that you're handling your business in a more sustainable way. And for other people, it's all about, trying to save money and trying to reduce waste in the current time frame. So the person has to decide what makes sense for my business. Of course, it never makes sense to go broke in the pursuit of anything. So they have to do it within the framework of what they can handle, what they can accomplish today. The most important thing is to kind of just get started. And as far as greenwashing goes, a lot of people are a bit concerned about that. And I think most consumers are actually pretty reasonable as far as how they view businesses. As long as the business is open and honest about what they're trying to do. What gets people kind of up in arms is when they feel like somebody's trying to pull the wool over their eyes, that you're trying to say how green you are when you really haven't done that much yet. So, you have to be honest about what you're doing. You don't want to exaggerate and talk about, one green thing you're doing when really maybe the rest of what you're doing isn't that green yet. Sometimes you have to invest a while before they really get the big payoff and start talking about it. Some businesses don't really even talk about it because it's not the biggest part of what they're doing. It's just, what they do is they make shoes, and yes, they're trying to do it in a greener, more sustainable way, but, maybe the environmental aspect isn't the most important aspect of their shoes.
So it should be okay if I just put fluorescent light bulbs on my Hummer? That will work?
Larger than light bulbs. Well, you know, I mean, there's some things where people would look at that with skepticism. You know,
oh,
I might be one
God.
Of them. It's really hard to green up a Hummer, you know. A Hummer is, by any other name, it's still a Hummer, so, you know.
All right, well, my name is Robert Scrobe. I'm your host here on Business Nation Radio. My guest today is Glenn Crosten, and we're taking your questions. Glenn is the author of the book Starting Green, and is author of the book 75 Green Businesses You Can Start to Make Money and Make a Difference. Check out Glenn's site at www.startingupgreen.com. Our next question comes from Greg Wood in Charlottesville, Virginia. Greg writes, should I recycle paper? I heard recycling is subsidized by the federal government and actually increases my taxes to pay for the recycling process. It's an interesting question there, Glenn. What do you know about the whole recycling industry?
Well, you know, recycling, the economic benefit varies on the type of product that you're talking about. You know, and for things like aluminum and glass, it's usually very cost-effective.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of this idea out there that, oh, no, but the truck's picking it up, you know, and all that makes it so it's really not worth it. And for a lot of stuff like aluminum, glass, absolutely the case, you know, that it makes a lot of sense to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think even for paper, that there's a very small percent of the overall paper market that's really recycled still today. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes there are government incentives for some of the things that we do, but there's a reason for that, because, you know, you maybe spend a little bit on recycling, but you get money back because you're sending less to the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason that government is subsidizing recycling, because in a lot of towns, at least where I live, you know, they're running out of landfill, so they got to find something else to do. We can't just keep throwing stuff away.
Well, they could always just turn one of those golf courses into a landfill. There's plenty of them out there.
Well, we'll have to talk to the golf course about
that. There's plenty of space. They could, you know, there's already holes dug in the ground. You just fill them up with trash, and you're all set.
It's perfect.
Now, Glenn, our next question comes from Scott Connellan of Chicago, Illinois. Scott writes, is green just a fad that's going away? You know, everyone was starting .com businesses in the late 90s, and we see how that turned out. Glenn, that's a kind of an interesting question. Is this whole thing going to go away? Is it a lot to do about nothing? There's going to be a big green bubble burst?
You know, I really don't think so. I think that the green business movement ties into a lot of long-term trends.
Mm-hmm.
Things which are not, you know, going to immediately go away. And, you know, there are ups and downs along the way, like the economy as a whole. But the overall long-term trend, I think, is really apparent. I mean, people always say, what's the next big thing, you know? And, you know, we need a crystal ball to see what's going to happen. And I think in the case of the green business world, it's actually pretty easy to predict what's going to happen in the long run, that, you know, our supply of oil is not unlimited. The supply of water, as the population grows, will be increasingly a big concern. Amount of landfill isn't infinite, you know, that throwing stuff away gets more and more expensive with time. So getting more efficient with how we use our resources is pretty easy to predict that will pay for itself, but that's going to be something which is cost-effective, economically driven over the years and decades ahead.
Now, it really seems like it's more about just simply getting more out of what you're doing anyway. So if you're gonna have to turn the lights on in the factory one way or the other, you might as well be using lights that only draw 20 watts a bulb rather than 100 watts per bulb, and that it, you know, now you're using 20% of the electricity than you were last week before the old bulbs. And if you do that along each of the different things that we're doing, all of us are going to be able to save a lot of time and resources.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's still a common misconception that the going green means that we're asking people to sit in the dark and shiver in the cold.
And sit in small cars.
And to sit in small cars and you know, give up stuff. You know, it's all about you know, people telling you how to live and giving up stuff. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that way at all. It's really just providing people with an opportunity to you know, have a good life. You know, fine, have a good life, but do it in a way which doesn't waste as much money, doesn't waste as much in terms of resources, and which provides for future generations to have a good life too. I mean, you know, I have kids, a lot of us have kids, and, you know, I don't know where I'll be in 2030 or 2050, but you know, for my kids, I'd like for them to have a good world to live in.
Now, I got to tell you, I got kids too, and it's so cool now, because when I was a kid, my parents had to yell at me to go, you know, turn off the lights. You think that we own a power plant? What are you thinking? Now the kids are so filled with guilt that they don't dare leave a room without turning the light off. This whole green movement, now they're helping me turn off the lights.
Yeah, you know, kids have kind of a natural affinity for this stuff, you know, and I think, you know, we'll see. That's another reason there's kind of a long-term trend here is, you know, over time, over the years and decades, that the kids growing up today, I think they'll stick with it. It's something which is going to be kind of inherent to them, like using the Internet or something, you know. It's second nature to the kids growing up now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a chapter in your book about financing green businesses. What, you know, how does somebody, is there ways to finance these changeovers? Is there ways to finance the creation of a brand new business that helps other businesses become more efficient? What type of, you know, how do the ways are people finding money for their green businesses?
Well, you know, in terms of money to change over your business to be more sustainable, there are, depending on where you live, there are some opportunities and more creative things emerging all the time. So out here in California, we have some creative ways of small businesses to finance energy efficiency moves. There's something called on-bill financing, for example.
What is that?
And this is basically where your local utility will pay for energy efficiency measures in your business. And so you don't have to write anybody a big check to get the work done, and then you pay for these changes back through your utility bill over a long period of time. And since your bill goes down because you're saving energy, it's you know, there's no immediate impact on you in terms of spending more money to make these changes happen. And when you pay off that the amount that you had to spend to make the energy efficiency improvements, then your bill will go down at that point. So okay. It's kind of a really great. It's a great win-win situation for the utility and for the business owner to save money.
Now, it sounds like all of this is a great win-win opportunity. My guest today is Glenn Crosston here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. Glenn is the author of the brand new book called Starting Green. Check out Glenn's website. He's got an online community for green entrepreneurs at www.startingupgreen.com. You want to check him out at the bookstore if you're at Borders or Books a Million or even Barnes and Noble. Check out his book Starting Green and also the book 75 Green Businesses You Can Start to Make Money and Make a Difference. So, Glenn, welcome. Glad you're here. Thanks for coming on to Business Nation Radio.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Now, I think it's important what Glenn and I have spoke about. It's not about completely transforming your business or spending a ton of money in order to try to greenwash your business, in order to try to be something you're not. Instead, it's simply conserving resources, making smart choices about the types of things that you buy, and putting in policies. It's really just a matter of thinking about these issues, putting them in your policies, and working with your team. In fact, in my own business, I made somebody in charge of this, and they researched all these things, looked at books, and looked at the things that were available, and really implemented these things. And it was an opportunity for her to really get involved in the company and feel like she was making a difference. And quite honestly, it was one less thing that I didn't have to do. But yet, I was able to benefit by becoming a green business and operating more efficiently and becoming a better neighbor with all of my business community. So check out Glenn's book and check out his website, startingupgreen.com. And coming up on your Business Profits Radio, we have your Profitable Business Truth, which is the essential truth business owners must believe in order to grow their business. This is important mindset changes that separate successful business owners from the ones who struggle. That and more is coming up in 2 minutes after this break. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GuruQuick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. Throughout my years in business, I have identified 16 essential truths business owners must follow to break free and build a lifestyle that gives them income, wealth, and the freedom to enjoy it. I'm Robert Scrobe, and as your host for Business Nation Radio, I bring you one of these truths every week. Today's truth is all about finding the money in business. Too many business owners really focus on becoming better practitioners. So if they're an accountant, they want to be the best accountant there could be. Or if they're an air conditioning contractor, they focus on becoming the best air conditioning contractor, and they look for all the newest technology and gadgets that help them accomplish that. But that's not where the money is. The money is in selling. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter even how bad you are. The money from business comes from selling and generating new customers. And if you can become good at generating new customers, you can be mediocre in what you're actually producing. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should be mediocre. Please don't get me wrong, that you should be delivering slipshod products or be delivering poor service. But the point is, those aren't the source of money in your business. I remember it was just a few years ago when I was running my company, and I couldn't delegate because nobody that I delegated to could do the work as good as I could. It's kind of like if you're a carpet cleaner and you move the couch and you're the one that always cleans under the couch, you know if you send another guy out to that house, he's not going to move the couch. Instead, he's going to clean around it. And so the job isn't going to be done as well as if you had done it yourself. And this kept me back in business for a long time because I'd never let go, because I knew that the moment I did, the job would never get done as well as I could do it myself. Well, let me tell you, the way the job gets done isn't where the money is. And I know you want client satisfaction. I know you want to do a good job. And yes, it is important that you build a good relationship with your clients. However, the money in business is in creating new clients. That's where you get wealthy. That's where you get rich. That's where you really grow your business. And so instead of becoming good at cleaning carpets, if you're a carpet cleaner, instead become good at generating carpet cleaning clients, because those customers are going to pay you over and over again. And no matter what happens in the economy, no matter what tax laws go into effect or healthcare reform or whatever else, if you know how to generate customers for yourself and for others, That is a skill that transcends any kind of recession, any kind of depression. Generate customers and clients for yourself. So whatever business you're in, become good at generating new customers. Become an expert in identifying good prospects, finding the little niches, places where there are customers that need your products, that need your services, and for getting those customers to pay attention to your messages and to contact you for additional help and services. Now, I understand how difficult this is. This is a darn challenging endeavor. I mean, you got to get people's attention. You got to find customers. You got to, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of your competition is competing based on price, and they've got all these coupons out there, and they're doing all this stuff to kind of mess up the marketplace and make it more difficult for you to compete. And I got to tell you, as much as it feels like your industry is different, how competitors are beating each other up, I got to tell you, every industry is that way. Every industry has low-cost suppliers, people who know nothing other than trying to be the cheapest. But every industry also has the most expensive providers, people who have learned how to find customers that are willing to pay premium prices for your services and learn how to structure their business in a way that creates premium prices and deserves it. That is the skill. Put it on your to-do list. How can you charge premium prices? Think about it. Look for ways people are charging premium prices in other industries. What's the difference between a Ritz-Carlton hotel room and a Motel 6? Not as much as you would think. And that's the difference that's going to unlock profit in your business. Coming up on the program in 2 minutes is an economics lesson that I had to teach the leader of our politics in Florida just a couple days ago after this.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rickneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. How you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, and I'm your host for Business Nation Radio. And I happen to be a board member of an organization called Visit Florida. And this is the marketing organization for the state of Florida. We run ads in cities across the country, encouraging folks to come to Florida. And I sit on the board of directors and look at marketing campaigns and different strategies that we're doing and help give input and insight into trying to make those programs better And, you know, also one of my one of the things that I'm responsible for there at Visit Florida is also look of trying to get the tourism industry more involved in the tourism marketing efforts. Now, Dean Cannon, who is the new speaker of the House of Representatives, is very pro offshore oil drilling. And I happen to be against offshore oil drilling in Florida waters. And I actually, you thought I was going to be a drill here, drill now kind of guy. I like Newt Gingrich, and I certainly enjoyed his book. But when I got into the details of the offshore oil drilling issue, and I looked at the accidents that have occurred, and I looked at the process of drilling, looking at it within 10 miles of Florida's coast, offshore oil drilling is not worth the risk for the reward. But that's not the point that I wanted to make today. The point I wanted to make was during Dean Cannon's presentation, he said, you know, in Florida, we get the same kind of tax money, whether somebody buys a TV at Best Buy, they go to the track and bet on a horse race, or they go to a hotel room. It means nothing, make no difference. And what we need to do instead is to create in Florida. And the only way to create is by using our natural resources and offshore oil drilling. Now, I hope you know how big a fallacy that whole concept of economics works. Economics doesn't work that way at all. Instead, it's not a either or. It's not a zero sum game. Instead, in economics, it's the churn that drives our economy. So if somebody goes and buys a TV, that doesn't mean it's an either buying a TV or either going on a vacation. Because when that customer buys the TV, the people who work in that store, then now they have money to go on vacation. There's the store owner who pays his rent. There's all the employees who go and buy vacation or buy their own big screen TVs or go buy groceries. So we cannot think of our economy as a zero-sum game where if somebody buys a vacation, they forego a big screen TV or vice versa, because money multiplies. Money is always turning. And so we can't think of this one transaction as driving the entire economy, because that transaction sets off a tumble of multiple transactions off the road. And the only downside, the only challenge, is when the transactions stop. Because if the transactions stop, then the whole economy comes to a screeching halt and nobody can buy anything, because and that's when you start losing jobs. It's not unemployment that kills the economy. It's slowing down of consumer spending. So do your patriotic duty and go shopping. Quit talking about negative things with your customers, because if they slow down their buying, both with you and with everybody else, it's going to impact your business. We can't have people slowing down. We have to have them raising up. And coming up next week on your Business Nation Radio, we have my guest is Colin Turner. He's written the book, The Mission to Overcome the Challenges in Business to Ensure Profitable Growth, Secret Service, Licensed to Thrill Your Customers. I've got a copy of his book here, and the table of contents is pretty funny. The chapter one is Escaping the State of Mediocrity. And chapter three is Scaling the Heights of Reluctance. Four is Conquering the Valleys of Discontent. So it'll be a fun program, if not because of what Colin Turner says, but because of we'll make fun of him for his silly chapter titles. It'll be a lot of fun next week on Business Nation Radio. Each week I bring you the insights that help you make more money and go home earlier to spend more time with your family. Until next week, I'm Robert Scrobe, your host for Business Nation Radio. And taking us out today is Jimmy Buffett's One Particular Harbor.